Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Lift your hands. Sweetest note on Sarah. Sweetest name on mortal tongue. Sweetest carol ever sung. Jesus, blessed Jesus. A great physician. Now is near. A great physician. The great physician is here to heal our lives, to heal our land, to heal our nation. Lift your hands high. Whisper at me, Jesus. Amen.
of the Holy Ghost. Receive the touch of the physician. Receive the touch of the great physician. Receive the touch of the great physician. Receive the touch, the healing touch, the deliverance touch, the liberating touch of the great physician upon your life. Healing touch, deliverance touch, breakthrough touch. Everything in your life that is not functioning correctly, by the power of the great physician, I declare it broken right now.
Father, we give you the praise. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. The supremacy. The dominion, the rule, and the sovereignty. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Chains are breaking. Yokes are breaking. Freedom is released. Help from above. Give him a big clap of hand as you take yourself. And his Lord, he is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. And is more. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. Oh Lord, He is Lord. Yeah. He has risen. He has risen from the dead. He is the Lord. Oh Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the Lord. Oh Lord, He has risen from the dead. He is the Lord. Oh Lord, everything shall last. Thank you, Master, because you are God. Confirm again in this service this morning your Lordship in our midst. Oh Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I welcome everyone here to this service today. I believe the Lord has brought you here for good. And I believe you are not returning back the same way you have come. If you believe that, say loud, Amen. This is Products of Prayer, and this is part 3. Our objective this morning, as in all the services, is to understand the dividends, the benefits, and profit of prayer.
The Bible said in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 6, he said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." God exists, and God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So we serve the God of rewards. He's not just a God who records. He's the God who rewards. He's not just the God who listens. He is the God who answers. There are many people who listen to what you are saying, but they have no answer. They don't have a solution. We serve the God who listens, and he is the God who answers. Throughout scripture, it is made clear that we have a prayer answering God. Remember the song? Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise. You deserve my praise. Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise. You deserve my praise. Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise. You deserve my praise. Hallelujah. What kind of answers do we expect at the place of prayer? Number one is spiritual power and authority. At the place of prayer, you connect with power. You connect with authority. You are a kingdom power broker. We started looking at these from the midweek service. Spiritual power and authority. Number two is access to divine plan, purpose, and vision. Access to divine plan, purpose, and vision. At the place of prayer, you are made to know the plan of God for your life. You are made to access the purpose of God for your life. Access to divine plan, purpose, and vision. Number three is access to mysteries and divine secrets. In the Seed of Destiny today, we saw how satanic mysteries prevent people's victories. At the place of prayer, the mysteries can be unveiled. The mysteries can be unraveled. And then your victory can be established. Number four is access to the blessing of God. At the place of prayer, we can access the blessing of God. Access to the blessing of God happens at the place of prayer. Access to the blessing of God. We started the fifth one in the service this morning, and that is access to divine voice and direction. You want to know what God wants you to do with your life, you ask him at the place of prayer. What are you saying to me? Which direction do you want my life to go? You ask him at the place of prayer. Number six is the transformation of life. At the place of prayer, lives are transformed. Character renovation, life transformation happens at the place of prayer. Prayer, we said, does not only change things. Prayer changes the people who pray the prayers. The transformation of life. And number six is the preservation of life and destiny. That is, prayer keeps you, makes your life to be durable. You are not cut short before your time. The preservation of life and destiny. We saw all of that from the midweek service up till this first service today. Now let us proceed to point number eight, I believe now. What is product of prayer number eight is access to open heavens. Access to open heavens. The place of prayer is the... Now, in Luke chapter 3 verse 21, Luke chapter 3 verse 21, Jesus Christ was praying. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Everybody was being baptized. But only one person did something differently, and that was Jesus. He was being baptized, and in the course of the baptism, he prayed in addition to the baptism, and the heaven was opened. Take note of two things. First, that the place of prayer is the place of connectivity between the earth and the heaven. Is the place of connectivity between the earth and the heaven. The place of prayer is the place of open heavens. Is the place of connectivity between the earth and the heavens. If you want to connect with heaven, then it happens at the place of prayer. Secondly, the one who prays has access to the climate, atmosphere, and resources of heaven. The one who prays, the person who prays, secures access to the climate, the atmosphere, and the resources of heaven. You secure access to the climate, to the atmosphere, and to the resources of heaven whenever you pray. Very, very important. Thirdly, it's important to note that the prayerful man or woman possesses an open heaven existence. Possesses an open heaven's dimension of existence. It's an existence under open heavens. Everything around your life is open to heaven. Open heaven existence. That is the realm of the one who prays. When you come across a real prayer person, you feel heaven. You feel heaven. You feel heaven. Do we have examples of people who prayed and the heavens were open over them? Already we saw our Master Jesus' example number one in Luke chapter 3 and in verse 21. We saw how the Master Jesus prayed and the heaven was opened over him. Example number two, Elijah. Elijah walked in such open heaven dimension that he was caught up into heaven literally when it was time to go. He walked in the open heaven dimension until when it was time to go, he went to heaven openly and bodily. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11 and in verse 12. He went into heaven openly. Now, why is it so? How do we secure the open heavens at the place of prayer? Very simple. Prayer literally brings a person into the presence of God, granting them access through the heavens unto God. Prayer literally brings a person into the presence of God, granting them access literally through the heavens unto God. That was why Elijah said in 1 Kings 17 and in verse 1, before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain nor dew except by my word. Prayer gives you a stand before God. It gives you a stand before God. It gives a man a stand before God, a standing relationship with God. How many of you know that when your heaven is open, your earth must open? When your heaven is open, your life must open. Am I communicating? How many things open when the heavens open? The earth opens. Your life opens. Your ears open. He heard a voice. Your eyes open. He saw a dove. Everything around a man opens when the heaven is open. I prophesy upon someone here today. You are stepping into a season of open heavens today. Everything that had been closed around your life, I declare they are opening right now. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer.
everything that had been closed around your life, I declare they are opening right now. Lift your right hand and say, Father, I make demands on open heavens. I make demands on open heavens for my life. I make demands on open heavens for my life now. I see ears opening and eyes opening spiritually. I see hearts opening. I see lives opening. I see destinies opening. I see businesses opening. Whatever was closed around your life, I see them opening right now. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen.
Give the Lord the praise. Dunamis Sheffield, God bless you. Your first service today, you will never remain the same. In Jesus' precious name. The United Kingdom is being saturated with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody say aloud, Amen. They heard their name and they are very happy. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. What happens when we pray? That was number 8. Now, going to number 9. The place of prayer. Are you ready for this? What happens when we pray? Number 9. The changing of destiny and the shaping of history. Take it the other way around. The shaping of history and the changing of destiny. The changing of destiny and the shaping of history. Daniel chapter 9 verse 1 to verse 23. We saw the story of Daniel. We can't read all of it. How that Daniel prayed until the captivity of Israel in Babylon was turned around. In Genesis chapter 32 verse 24 to 28. We saw how Jacob prayed until his name was changed. Take note of two things. One, that prayer changes destinies and shapes histories by altering the course of life's events. Prayer changes destinies and shapes histories by altering the course of life's events. Your prayer life can change the course of your life. The way your life was going and the way things were going can be altered at the place of prayer. We saw that happen to Jabez in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 10. He was sorrowful and his life was full of sorrow until he prayed, and Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And then Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. There are people sitting here today. I see God changing your destiny and shaping your history. I see the course of your life's event being altered today. If you believe that, shout the loudest Amen. Shout the loudest Amen. Shout the loudest Amen. It is your life of prayer that will make you to step into a realm that nobody in your family has ever been. Your relationship with God will make you to assess a dimension that nobody you know ever assessed. Am I communicating at all? Where they say nobody from your family, from your lineage, from your community, from your village, from your tribe, from your state, from your nation can reach. What they say they cannot dare. Your relationship with God, your life of prayer can cause you to dare it and access it. I'm talking from experience. Can cause you to access it, cause you to dare it, and cause you to stay there. And in the name that is above every name, that is happening already for somebody.
If you are that one, your amen will be louder than that. Lift your right hand. Say, the events of my life, they have been altered already by my relationship with God, by my life of prayer. They have been altered already. They have been altered now. Take your seat. And this is number two, is very interesting. Number two says, prayer neutralizes the effects of negative history and facilitate the realization of positive destiny. Prayer neutralizes the effects of negative histories and facilitates the realization of a positive destiny. That is, something in your history, in your past, is trying to tamper with your future. Something about where you are coming from, or what you did some time ago, something about in your history, in your past, is trying to temper with your future. At the place of prayer, it can be adjusted. Do you hear what I say? At the place of prayer, a young lady testified some time ago here, how that she committed an abortion while she was an unbeliever, and she was standing here testifying with her husband. And the doctor told her, your womb is gone. When it's time to be married, just let who you want to marry know that you can't have a child. How many of you remember that testimony here? And God, she got married, and God overruled that history, and she was here with her baby, testifying with her husband. And I congratulated that man who knew her story and still went ahead and married her. Am I communicating at all? That is what prayer does. Jacob had a bad history. Until they gave him the name of con man. That was the meaning of Jacob, deceiver. He had an identity that was bad. And the father gave him a name that was bad. But at the place of prayer, in Genesis 32 and in verse 28, Jacob prayed until that history left him. You see, for as long as a bad name follows you, bad things may continue to happen. That name was changed at the place of prayer. And the history of Jacob got rectified. They call you Coniman. You are no longer a con man. You have now become royalty. You are a prince. You have power with God, with man. You have prevailed. So your name is now called Israel. And that was how his destiny was changed, even though the history was bad. Let me announce here by prophetic and apostolic mantle. Everyone here today that has a history and a story from your past that is having the capacity or is threatening to tamper with your future, I announce today that history and that story is readjusted, is reversed, is rectified in the name of Jesus. And a positive, correct destiny is confirmed in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a loud amen. How does this happen? Simple. Prayer brings you into the presence of God. And the presence of God is the headquarter for change. Is the headquarter for what? The presence of God is the headquarter for change. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and in verse 18, it says, but we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The presence of the Lord is the headquarter for change. If you don't want to change, don't near God. If you don't want your life to change, don't go near God. But whatever took you to God has taken you into change. And I don't know what has followed you all your life. Today I decree, change must happen to you. I have seen thousands of lives, maybe millions. I've seen countless numbers of lives change radically and drastically.
in this climate. I see change happening for you.
Lift up your right hand, say in the name of Jesus, I receive change. Say, I am here at the headquarters of change in the presence of God. My life is changing. Everything about me is changing right now.
This is very, very important. So don't be afraid of where you are coming from. What is important is where you are going to. Where you are, what is important is who you are connected to. What is important is where you are going to. And you shall get there. Say the loudest amen. And be seated in the presence of the Lord. Finally, what is the product of prayer number 10? Is deliverance from danger and destruction. That is not just that God will preserve you alive. He delivers you from danger. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1 to verse 3. He says, Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 40, verse 1 to 3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit. Why? He heard my cry. So he brought me out of the pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. What is the outcome? He has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Somebody here today, God will put a new song in your mouth. You shall sing a new song. Your family shall sing a new song. The church in Nigeria shall sing a new song. And Nigeria shall sing a new song in this season. Shout the loudest, amen. God shall give us a new Nigeria, where there shall be a new song, where everybody will be proud to belong to this country. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? One man of God said, how terrible the situation of Nigeria is, that he believes more for the eye of the blind to open than for Nigeria to change. Because if you look at the situation, just look at the situation, it's very, very hopeless. You understand? You want to submit your file in government office, money, and everything. But change is coming. Change, not the other change, oh. Not the other chain that put people in chain for almost 8 years. I'm sure you remember one other chain before. That is the most disastrous kind of change you will ever experience. Change of banditry, change of kidnapping, change of killing, change of suicide, all manner. Change of currency devaluation, inflation, change of no university is running. That was chain. C-H-A-I-N. It's not that type I'm talking about. I am talking about the one that Jehovah will give. When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, we wear like them that dream. Somebody give the Lord a turnaround shout. Hey! When the Lord turn again the captivity of Zion, we wear like them that dream. Your life is turning around. Your family is turning around. Your marriage is turning around. Your city is turning around. Our nation is turning around. Shout the loudest, amen! Look at somebody here, say, God is turning around your situation now. He's turning it around, turning it around, turning it around. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I can see everything turning around. We'll take it very, very shortly. Deliverance from danger. How is that? Not two things. Number one, just straight away. The place of prayer is the place of interference and interruption. Is the place for the for inter is the place of interference and interruption of the plans and agenda of the enemy. The place of prayer is the place for the interference and interruption of the plans and agenda of the enemy. At that place we interfere, we interrupt. This is what the devil was planning, or this is what the devil is planning, is we interfere and interrupt it. Second, just like we said, the place of prayer is the place for the dissolution of danger. Where danger dissolves and dissipates. The place for the dissolution, destruction, dissipation, disintegration, dissolution of danger. Examples include the children of Israel. In 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to 11. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to 11. When the children of Israel were about to be overrun by the Philistines, about to be completely destroyed, Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a burnt offering. Holy unto the Lord. I haven't finished reading that yet. Holy unto the Lord. And Samuel cried, that is the point. He cried unto the Lord, that is prayer, for Israel. And the Lord heard him. And Samuel was offering up, and as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them. And they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. And Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath the Lord helped us. So the Philistines were subdued and they came no more into the coast of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. Somebody say aloud, amen. He cried unto the Lord, and in the middle of battle, God fought from heaven against the Philistines. I prophesy to everyone here today. I don't know what has surrounded you. The enemy that has environed your life around. Today, they shall be discomfited by the power of God. The enemies of our nation, the terrorists, the kidnappers, the bandits, and every agent imported into this nation, they shall experience their destruction in this season. In the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Also in the days of Queen Esther. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. The children of Israel were about to be completely eliminated. About to be completely deleted. By the wicked devices of Haman. And Esther prayed. And what happened? The agenda was not only reversed. It backfired. There are things that God reverses and there are things he backfires. That is, they dug a pit for you. God will escape you, cause you to escape the pit and push them inside. Hey! Every arrow and every agenda of the enemy against your life, not only will you escape it, it will backfire back to senders. Those who want you dead, who want us dead, before our time, they will die that death they predicted. They will die that death they predicted. They will die that death they are proposing. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord another shout of victory. Another shout of victory. Another shout of victory. Another shout of victory. Lift your hands. Say, every agenda of the enemy against my life
in the name of Jesus, backfire now.
Take your seat 1 minute and then we shall pray. Why does prayer deliver us from danger? One word. The presence of God is the antidote for danger, to danger. It's the antidote, the cure. The counteraction, the antagonist to danger. Stepping into the place of prayer. I have stepped into the presence of God. Psalm 23 verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, who am I to fear any evil? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout amen at the top of your voice. The next time danger see you, danger shall fear you. Danger shall fear you. Danger shall fear you. Danger shall fear you. Two counsels I gave them in the first service and it remains the same. Let prayer become your atmosphere. Not just an incident. An attitude, not just an act. Let prayer become your atmosphere. The climate in which you live. Let your life and your atmosphere be saturated with prayer. The judgmental prayers we pray all the time. Dr. Miss Onenche has it recorded in her phone and other kinds of prayers. They are just blasting in her environment on a permanent basis, especially first thing in the morning. Separate from her own prayer. That is something to learn. Let prayer become an atmosphere, not just an incident, an attitude, not just an act. Secondly, the Bible says pray without ceasing. Maintain faith expectation. Don't pray without expecting. Maintain faith expectation for answered prayer. I have seen answered prayer. I've seen answered prayer over and over. And I pray with expectation of answers. And I see answers. And you will see the same answers. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Anybody receive something here today? Jump on your feet with a shout of praise. You see God shaping your destiny. I'm molding your history. Shout the loudest amen. I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. And everything turning around for my good. Who is the person that will take that aggressively? I can see everything turning around. Everything turning around. Everything turning around for my good. Look at your neighbor. Say everything is turning around. Let us celebrate for 3 to 4 minutes. And then we'll go to the next level.
I can see everything turning around. Can you see everything? Every everything?
altar today and say after me, say, Father, I have come before you today to receive your help and to receive your mercy.
And to receive your mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray, Lord,
that the results
of prayer,
will be realized
in my life
today.
From today,
I receive
the help
to walk
under the open heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
Under the open heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
I ask
that you will shape
my history,
mold my destiny.
At this place of prayer,
and I receive
total deliverance
from danger,
from disaster,
from destruction.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Pray.
In Jesus' precious name. We're going to pray at this time three prayers very, very quickly. Luke chapter 10 and in verse 17. It says, and again the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And in verse 19 he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over every power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The season we are in is the season of a lot of satanic agitation. Miracles, signs and wonders happening everywhere. Just crusade, we came back. We might show you the clip shortly. Alongside with that, confronting the demons that want to cripple our nation. In that condition, the enemy might want to retaliate in one way or the other. We are taking authority over satanic counterattacks. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
we take authority
over
every enemy,
reprisals,
and counterattack.
We decree
their frustration,
failure,
and defeat
right now
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
we take authority
over every enemy,
reprisals,
and
counterattacks.
We decree
their
frustration,
their failure,
and
their defeat.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. Let us set the leader of the house. Let us set the leader of the house.
Jesus' name.
Ezekiel 22 and in verse 30 said, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land that I should not destroy. That is, in the case of Israel, where they committed iniquity against God. He said, I'm looking for a man who can stand. So God always looks for people to stand for lands. That is our passion for our land. That we shouldn't watch until this land is totally finished. Am I communicating? Can't continue business as usual. Just go as if nothing is happening. No. It looks like there are some people in collaboration with the powers of hell, of darkness, to finish this country totally. In the season we are in, the promise we had was that security will be tackled, corruption will be tackled, poverty will be tackled, fuel will be handled, and all of that. Where are we today? Security is worse than any time in the history of our nation. Where are we today? Poverty is so terrible that $1 now is up. $6.55 heading towards $700 in our eyes. Not too long ago, it was $190. Universities are closed. Children are at home. To buy fuel is a challenge. Are we to watch? God must do something.
Yes, sir.
Anybody who says things are not wrong in Nigeria is a devil. Anybody. Is a demon. Is a thief that comes to steal, to kill, to destroy.
Yes.
Anybody, whatever they are, who says that everything is normally, is a demon, an agent of the devil. Are you following what I'm saying here? Everything is kidnapping like water. With security structure in place. With satellite monitoring in place. Where they know this is where these people are. It is not possible for the military to fly in the air with their aircraft and use their geographic
radar,
satellite position and radar, not locate everywhere that the terror cells are. Except maybe there is a commandment not to touch them. That devil is a bastard. According to the details of the 2022 fiscal performance report for January through April 2022, total revenue for Nigeria was 1.63 trillion, while debt servicing was 1.94 trillion. The title is Nigeria is broke as debt payment exceeds revenue. It's paying debt more than whatever it's making. The difference is 300 billion. That is, he still needs, apart from the money coming, he still needs 300 billion to add to the revenue to pay debt. Debt Management Office had revealed earlier on that the country's total debt stock as at December 2021 was 39.55 trillion. Debt, 39.55 trillion. As at the first quarter of 2022, the debt has increased to 41.6 trillion. All of us, we are moving as if we don't know anything.
until maybe one country come and sell everybody that a nation is owing them.
That day will never come.
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 21. Proverbs 19 said there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask
that you frustrate
every agenda
of the enemy
to further
destroy
our nation.
Oh Lord,
frustrate their plots,
frustrate their plans,
frustrate their agenda
in the name of Jesus.
Say, Father,
we ask
that you frustrate
every agenda
of the enemy
to further
destroy
our nation,
Nigeria.
Oh Lord,
frustrate
their plot,
frustrate
their plan,
frustrate
their agenda.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Completely frustrated.
Frustrate their plan.
Frustrate their plot.
Frustrate their agenda.
Frustrate their purpose.
Frustrate their problem.
Frustrate their plan, frustrate their agenda.
Oh Lord,
he got the house.
Let parade the house.
Let parade the house.
Frustrate their plan,
frustrate their agenda.
Practice to party the house.
Let the separate the house.
Father, we give you the praise.
Let the separate the house.
Let parade the seat of the house.
Frustrate their plan.
Jesus.
Precious name.
Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 to 10. He said, after this manner therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lift your hands and say, Father,
I ask
that you fulfill
your plan
and your purpose
for my life,
for my destiny
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
frustrate
every agenda
of the enemy
for my life.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
Father,
I ask
that you fulfill
your plan
and your purpose
for my life,
for my destiny
in this season.
Lord, in the name of Jesus,
frustrate
every agenda
of the enemy
for my life.
Oh Lord,
in Jesus' name,
open your mouth and pray.
Shabbat shalom.
precious name. Wave your hands and give him the praise. Wave your hands and give him the honor. Wave your hands and give him the adoration. Going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom and sing it for 2 minutes, and then we are through at this time.
We going up to the high
celebrate
places.
King of Kings.
We going up to the high places. We going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down. Let's go up. We going up to the high places. We going up to the high places. We going up to the high places to tear the devil's kingdom down.
And a shout of praise. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Someone sent me a clip, something yesterday, like a writing, and I don't know if they have it there now. See, change does not just happen. Change happens when people arrive at the point where they confirm that they are tired of what has been. For as long as people will continue to collect money from politicians so they can vote for them, they give you 10,000 for a moment and suffer you for 4 years or for 8 years. They carry you as thug and waste your life, and they don't care that you exist. Why do you surrender to your life to somebody who doesn't care whether you live or die? And he will not, he will live. I saw this. He sent to me, he said, Deacon Mitchell, 44 years old, newly elected Prime Minister of Grenada. He defeated the 75-year-old incumbent who has been in power for 19 years. Whose party control 100%. Of the parliamentary seats of 15, the youth decided that enough is enough. And overturned the parliamentary seat 9-6 in a recent election. Change is also possible in Nigeria, unless we have not suffered enough. Unless the youth are not ready, and unless we don't care about the future of our children, certainly. We deserve a better country. Did you see that? One person in seat for 19 years. You know, there are African countries now where people have been there for 40 something years. there for 40 something years, and in fact, one of those countries where somebody is there for 40 something years, people don't know his condition now. It's people around him that are ruling. It is over. Lift your right and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we receive
change.
In our land,
in our nation,
in our families.
In our
families. We receive it,
we receive it
now.
Not tomorrow. not tomorrow.
Now.
Now.
We'll receive it.
We'll receive it.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Take your seat 1 minute. Very, very quickly. While the first session of ministration was going on, God touched people's life, and I'll do that very, very sharply. Somebody has a right shoulder that God has just healed, and somebody has a liver condition under the right rib that God has just healed, and somebody has a lower back condition like that woman who testified of the L1 vertebrae fracture that God has healed in the lower back as well. Check yourself, confirm your healing, and come forward here. Somebody's ulcer is gone permanently, and a dark cloud just left somebody. The spirit of death and depression, ancestral spirit of death just left. Somebody's garment has just been changed. A black garment has been set on fire. An unclean spirit like a masquerade also left somebody's life just now. I see some reptiles like serpents and what do you call it? Dogs. Sorry. Serpents and lizards living somebody's life just now. In the name that is above every name. Everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life has just been uprooted. Father, we thank you. And we give you the praise and the honor because it is done in Jesus' name. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am.
You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah.
Just one moment. While the session was on, also you had an encounter, God touched you or did something in your life, you can step forward here and let us see what God did. Let's go.
Mighty, mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God.
Gentleman said his life had been characterized by stagnation, nothing working. When the midst of the ministration, the worship, he felt a strange movement and then just checked under his shirt and saw a live insect and he picked it out and crushed it. That is the insect there.
Every satanic deposit in your body, today, that deposit returns to hell.
Brother Daniel said, well, when the worship was ongoing, he saw his hands and legs chained. All of a sudden, the chains were broken, and he said he saw an invisible hand pulled him out of darkness into light. In the physical, nothing working for him.
Every chain around, are you ready for this? Everywhere the devil has chained your life, and chained your family, and chained your destiny, the chain is broken now! The name of Jesus, the chain is broken. The chain is broken. What was not working begins to work now.
This is Christina. She said on Monday in the dream, somebody gave her swallow. A woman gave her swallow, egusi soup, and cow meat.
With your siblings?
Yes. With my siblings, we are together. We ate the food from that woman.
Go ahead, tell me. What happened?
So she said since that time, she has been in pain.
That is a goosey soup.
Yes, a goosey soup.
Of the dream.
Yes, of the dream.
Even this morning, I struggled to sleep.
And what happened now?
So, while the declaration was going on, she said something jumped out of her. She's light, she's strong.
Lift up your hands, everyone, and say, every stranger in my body, you are returning back to hell. On your mask, death said. Somebody say, back to hell. Now, back to hell. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owner of evil, Lord, carry your load.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Yes.
Sir, this is Brother Jerry. He is 29 years old. He said that his parents has tried, himself he has tried, to try to comprehend. There is nothing you will teach him that is lettered that he will understand. He said he came out of secondary school with the lowest result ever anybody can ever wish. And it has been a struggle. He said right now in the assembly, as we were declaring, he felt somebody pouring cold water on his head. And he could look at himself and for the first time realize that he has intelligence.
Wow. Problem plenty for this world, though. Lift up your hands.
Everything the devil has stolen from your life, whether it is your brain, whether it is your favor, whether it is your fruitfulness, whether it is your financial resources, whatever the devil has stolen from you, I declare restoration now. Shout the loudest, amen.
So our sister said on Friday, she was stroked. She was stroked that the entire side of this hand and the legs, she couldn't move them anymore and the hand was hanging. So all he used...
Hand was hanging.
Hanging. All she used was anointing oil. And she began to get mobilized a little bit. As she entered here, the word kept dropping. She found out both the hand, everything is loose.
Somebody give the Lord a big clap of hand.
Show me. I never see.
What happened?
Our brother Ndume said he has had these heart burns for 6 solid years. But at the declaration of the word today, the heartburn took off and is totally free from that.
Lift your hands. Who is the one that has the ear opened? You see already someone? Okay, you are the one. Come forward. The ear opened.
Power
of the Holy Ghost. Free in Jesus' precious name. Okay, take the second person if you are not.
Brother Daniel says, ever since the beginning of this year, he had had this mental issue whereby he lacks concentration and focus. And even when he's doing his responsibilities, he will start something and then he will abandon them at mid, just like that. But while the prayers were going on, he said a spirit walked out of him.
A spirit walked out.
Yes, sir.
Somebody place your hand on yourself and say, every stranger in my life.
Stranger in my life.
Around my life.
Around my life.
And my destiny.
And my destiny.
Today is your end.
Today is your end.
On your mark.
On your mark.
Get set.
Get set.
Shout, go!
Go!
Go! Go! Go! Go! Go! Go!
Our sister here said since yesterday she has been having this itching ear and she inserted an object into her ear that blocked the ear. But in the midst of this service, the ear popped open and she can hear.
Thank you, Master. So many heart and chest conditions. Your testimonies are all permanent in Jesus' precious name. Take one more and then that's true.
Yes, sir. She said she went for help in a satanic enclave somewhere. And
Since then, life became so tight for her.
She was looking for help.
Yes.
And went to Satan.
in the tagged deliverance. But okay. In the other way.
Okay.
So when she came to this place, now after the prayer, she said she saw a dark cloud took off from her, just like you declared. And she believes she's now having
every spirit of impersonation, every wrong devil and wrong cloud around your life, I declare that devil returns back to hell in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet 1 minute. Creator of the universe, what can you do?
Creator of
the universe. Now dance your way back to your seat, people. What can't you do? What can't you do?
What can't you do?
Surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer with me everywhere you are and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, wave your hand. Let me see you. You prayed that prayer. So many hands. I'd like you to celebrate and dance your way forward. Go ahead, sing with that song. Quickly, give the Lord a praise. The rest of us take our seats. I give you the count of 10 to be right in the front here. Come with your Bibles and your bags. 1.
Creator of the universe.
2.
What can you do?
3.
What can you do?
Creator,
creator,
creator of the universe.
trusting the Lord to be free from any life of addiction, smoking, drinking, masturbation, womanizing, gambling, any negative life you are not happy with. You want your yoke, the yoke of such lives broken off your life. I'll give you the count of 10 and I want you to rush forward quickly. Again, 1.
There is nothing.
I'm tired of smoking, tired of drinking, tired of gambling. Quickly rush forward.
There is nothing.
Place your hand on your chest one more time and say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I ask for mercy. I ask for the grace to live for you and to do your will. Help me, Lord, to be everything you want me to be. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.